GWA. This is new member Connecticutian. Oh, okay, I'm really nervous. I have never done anything like this before, either with erotica or just anything else. I'm not used to recording myself like this, like, at all. But I think for my first audio, just to get used to being recorded, I'm just going to try out some toys that I got the other day. I ordered them from AdamandEve.com. They're the Adam and Eve vibrator sampler. So there's three of them. I'm not really sure how long I'll do this for, but I have my Tumblr blog up on my phone, which I'm also recording on right now, and I will just look at that as I masturbate, I guess. Yeah, you might hear the vibrator sounds in the background too. So here I go. Okay. Come on, Tumblr. I should also mention that this is going to be completely unedited, so any mistakes or stutters that I make were not intentional. And in case you're curious, my Tumblr username is the same as my username here, Clanicatian, but there's no underscore. If you want to see my personal online fat boulder, as I call it. I've been in the mood since yesterday, but I visited some family, and I really could not let it out there. Yeah. And my boyfriend is useless. Like, he's nowhere near as sexual as I am, so it's pretty... It gets pretty, frustrating. Yeah, if you look at my blog, you'll see that I'm very much into breeding. Like, I don't know where my like for it came from, but it's just, like, so freaking hot to me. Oh my god. Especially if I'm being bred by a daddy dom, that is fucking hot. I mean, brother-sister roleplay is hot too, though. Which, ironically, I'm an only child, and getting pregnant is actually my biggest fear, so both of those, kinks are a little ironic, I guess. Okay, I'm going to try... I cannot remember the name of this one, it's been a couple weeks, but it's more... It's rubbery and it looks more like a penis. Like I said, I cannot remember the name of this, but it looks like the vibrations are actually not that bad. Let's see. Come on. I don't know if you can hear that. I really hope the mic is picking up on this. Yeah. Oh, that is nice. It's been a few days since I've... And I should probably, I'm probably going to put this out there as well. I've never had an orgasm. Like, I've tried everything in the books, but nothing has worked. It might, if my boyfriend knew what he was doing, that would probably help, but he doesn't. So, what am I to do? You know, I've got to say, like, making out and eating out a girl while a man is breeding me from behind, that is, like, one of the hottest things, in my opinion. That's on my blog. Yeah, I'm not kidding. Okay, this is embarrassing. I cannot... Damn it, like, I'm in the mood, but I can't get in the mood, you know? Okay, it's going in. Maybe I'm too tight. Maybe I should turn off the vibrations, huh? This might help.
Yeah.
Ooh. Or maybe I shouldn't have started with the largest one first. Maybe I just got a little too excited.
Yeah, I'll hold off on that one, actually.
The second one stimulates the G-spot and the clit at the same time, and it's very rubbery, and the vibrations are hella strong, and it feels amazing. You see, so yeah, this is not my first time trying any of these, but, like, I felt, I know how these feel like, but, like, this is my first time, like, really, like, immersing myself, because I live with a roommate, so it can get tricky, and he's in class right now. Oh. Can you hear that? It's in me. And that's the lowest setting. Oh my god, that feels so good. Like, sometimes there have been times where I think I've gotten close to reaching climax, but my legs just violently shake around, and like it's so uncomfortable, like I have to stop, because I feel like if I don't stop, I'm gonna either hurt myself or break something, like, because my legs just shake and move around so violently. Like, I remember one time, I was fooling around with someone, and I started to shake, and they thought I was having a seizure. So, like, maybe I need to be held down or something, I have no idea, but oh my god. The pregnant female form is just, like, so gorgeous. Like, I am terrified to get pregnant myself, but sometimes I still picture myself with even larger breasts and a huge swelling belly. I need a daddy to breed me. My boyfriend is awesome. Like, I've called him daddy, but he's not really into it. He's not in the sex period, basically. Which, like I said, sucks. I'm kind of imagining myself I'm these girls and who are these girls and these gifts on my blog, their daddies are taking them, like, just putting them down and putting their babies in them. Here's something I reblogged a while ago. I want him to get you pregnant. I can't stop thinking about you being a nasty little girl for him. Asking him to fuck you, like a slut, and then begging for his cum in your pussy. Begging for a baby in your belly. Then you can come home and show me what a mess he made of daddy's little girl and tell him how another man knocked up his pretty little princess. That is hot. Sorry if I'm being repetitive, but, like, I've never done this before, so I'm just trying to be entertaining. That may have just put you out of the mood, sorry. Another post. Why is the condom off, daddy? It's my peak time of the month. I'll get pregnant. I know, baby girl. I'm just reading the captions on my posts. Well, not my posts, I just reblog them. Ooh. Now, daddy, you're sure if we let my brother join us, he won't run off and tell mom? I have fantasized about a guy just a little older than me, and a guy at least 15 years older than me, fucking me, like, kind of like a daddy and brother roleplay. Like I said, like, I'm an only child, so I can only fantasize. Daddy loves me more than he loves mommy. I'm sorry, princess. Daddy tried to keep it all inside you. I guess we'll have to keep trying to put a baby in you. Is it time to put it inside me yet, Daddy? There's a gif of a baby girl just grinding on top of her daddy's cock. She's just grinding. It's not in her yet, but she wants it in there. And I totally would too. Are my boobs big enough? Will you breed me now, Daddy? Your boobs are almost perfect, princess. When they're engorged with milk and there's a fat little drop of it clinging to your nipple, then they'll be perfect. When you're ready for daddy, just let go, baby girl. Can you still hear that? That's still at the lowest setting. Feels good, but it doesn't feel, like, pleasurable enough for me. I'm gonna turn it up more. I mean, if I move it around just a little, I feel like it's not vibrating as much as it should inside, because I'm so fucking tight. And that's not an exaggeration either, I'm way too tight. Buy her pizza, eat her pussy, play with her hair. Yeah. If you wanna get me into a relationship with you, that's pretty much what you have to do. I love it when daddy plays with my tits. Daddy made these tits, princess. They're perfect, and I love watching you get goosebumps when I touch them this way. There's a gif of a man playing with a girl's nipples, just circling his thumbs around them, and it looks like it feels so good. I'm doing that to my nipple right now, and it does feel amazing. Here's an incest caption. I was nervous about telling him. I didn't know how he would react, but he was as good as gold. He kissed me, rubbed my belly where our baby was growing, and thanked me for making him a father. I'm so proud of my brother. Proud to be his lover and the mother of his child. There's another one right after that. As she returned to her own room, Sarah looked herself over. She wasn't a virgin anymore, and she was happy about that. It had been nice, really nice. She looked at her breasts. She always thought they were too small, but her brother liked them. Maybe he was right. Maybe they were beautiful and sexy just as they were. She felt his cum running down her leg. She looked at her belly, wondering if her brother's baby was inside. She loved babies. This one got me going. The one I'm about to read. Oof. Chatting online with other sibling couples had helped. They realized that they weren't the only ones to share the special bond. As she marveled once again at how perfectly their bodies fit together, she thought of the other couples. Some of them had children, healthy children. Did her brother want that too? He was rubbing her abdomen. Was there meaning to that? She gathered her courage. She was going to tell him to come inside her.
I'm not attracted to any of my relatives, but if both parties are consenting and over 18, then I don't really care what they do. Like, if you're family, I don't really care if you fuck, like I said, if you're over 18 and you're both consenting, who cares?
Okay, it feels way better if my legs are spread pretty far. It's really good. Still scrolling through my Tumblr. My sister is so shy when she wants sex, but she knows all she has to do is spread her legs and show me her sweet little pussy to get me to give her what she wants. Her training is slow going, but it's definitely working.
Careful, Daddy, you're my first. As it should be. Good girl, princess.
Sure, I was nervous, but my brother was so gentle. It only hurt a little. I'm so glad he knew what to do. He made my first time so nice. I was grateful to the woman who had taught him to be such a good lover. Another caption. Mom works all day, which gives Daddy and me plenty of time to fuck after I get home from school. Originally, we never wanted her to find out, but we keep fucking for as long as we can. Plus, we stopped using protection. My belly will almost certainly start getting big soon. She kissed him tenderly as his cock slid deep into her fertile pussy. She couldn't believe how excited she was to soon have her father's baby growing in her.
Okay.
Oh my god. I reblogged a picture of vintage Japanese sex toys. Like, it's just a drawing of them, but they actually don't look like that bad of a time. But then again, like, it's Japan. They've given us a lot of fantastic, naughty shit. I'm not a weeaboo. I promise. There's a lot of hentai on my blog. Just enjoying the vibrations. Oh man. I forgot I shared this caption. There's a GIF of a woman who appears to be reaching climax and she's getting fucked hard. And below it, it says this. This is the moment, that exact moment, when her transformation begins. Right now, she's embracing my seed and becoming a mother. Her body just now beginning to grow and change in ways that will make her rounder, softer, and more importantly, make her the most beautiful that she has or ever will be. Those large, bouncing breasts, which I identified so long ago as being a hallmark of a good mate, will swell with delicious milk to feed both our little one and myself, and I will soon be a frequent suckler at your darkening nipples as the months progress. That flat stomach with just the slightest hint of softness will blossom into a rounded, heavy belly, every inch of its amazing new size a part of you, and a symbol of your own powerful femininity. Hips will widen, hair will lengthen, and pulsing blue veins will become oh so prominent under your pale skin. In short, you'll become the ideal version of yourself. The woman you were always meant to look like and be like. I look forward to making love to you like this a few months from now and see what your incredible new curves undulate while you exult in their newfound size and sensitivity. That actually makes pregnancy like far less terrifying to me. Like, man, I would look really hot if I was pregnant. If you look deep enough, if you go far enough, you can see my nudes on here. No joke. Hold tight and let Daddy fuck you, senseless baby girl. Come in her and fill her womb. My sister is always talking about the way her classmates stare at her. She was a huge dork until she started developing, and I was lucky enough to be her first boyfriend. They're still chasing her since she's single as far as they know, but somehow I think they'll lose interest when she ends up carrying my twins. She knows her big, strong brother is the only man she'll ever need, and I show it to her by giving her the hand, the hard brother cock she craves. Our asshole parents are probably going to kick her out when she really starts showing, but my apartment is big enough for her, and soon the family we're going to be starting, and soon for the family we're going to be starting pretty soon. I apologize for the stuttering. I do stutter a little bit normally, and it's getting hard to focus with this vibrator in my pussy. And with all the porn in front of me. And I just found my own nudes. Let's just say I really like my baths. Super long post. It's hot, but it's... Why did I reblog this? Kind of grinding against the toy right now, and it feels really nice. Not only would I look adorable pregnant, I would also look fucking amazing with cat ears and a tail, like if I was actually one of those cat girls. I blame my past weeaboo self for that. I'm no longer a weeaboo, I'm just a casual anime fan, but yeah. My middle school days were weird. Happening, little one. You're naked and bent over right in front of daddy. You know your pussy is wet and waiting for daddy's cock. Do you know what is going to happen next? Do you? Daddy's going to pull your hair, wrap his hand around your little throat as he shoves his cock into your tight little cunt. Daddy's going to fuck you hard, treating you just like the horny little whore you are. Is that understood? I repeat, this is happening and you might as well accept it now. Yes, daddy. I accept it. I want to be fucked like a dirty little whore. Please? When my sister and I got pregnant at the same time, we took advantage of the situation and started suckling milk from each other's tits. Oh, yeah. Yes, daddy. Yes, daddy. Shoot your seed deep inside me. Make a baby in me. I think the fantasy is where, like, the mom knows that her husband and daughter are fucking, or even hotter than if they were keeping it secret. I don't know why. But then again, like, why does anyone have fetishes or kinks? Daddy both got us pregnant. Oh, sorry. Daddy got us both pregnant, so now my sister and I take turns licking Daddy's sperm up and mixing it with our tasty milk. Oh, God. Daddy got Mommy pregnant again. I'm so friggin' jealous. I can't wait until he puts the baby inside me, too. Feels really good, but I do not feel like I'm anywhere near close. Turn it up even more. Oh, man. Netflix and impregnate me. I need that on a freaking shirt. Or a bra. Probably a bra. I think it might be time for something with a little more girth. Just suck my juices off of that first one. I'm gonna go back to the one I was originally going to use first. It's flexible too. It's like a daddy cock. Daddy cock gonna fuck his little princess like the slut she is. Yeah. Oh, here's another caption. No pills, no condoms. I'm ovulating. Let's fuck, daddy. I want a baby. A precious, incestuous angel fuck baby. Okay, that last part sounded kind of wrong. I'm pushing the vibrator. It hurts a little. I think it's... Oh yeah, that's my cervix. It hurts, but it's, like, a good hurting. Like, I'm not a masochist, but, like, the pain almost feels good. Normally, I try and avoid making anything hurt when I masturbate, but, like, hitting my cervix, even though it's painful, feels nice at the same time somehow. I don't understand. Another fantasy of mine is pretty much becoming a breeding cow, making my boobs growing enormous, walking on all fours, and constantly being bred. There's an anime girl who's drawn in a cow costume, who's on her knees with huge tits or udders, and it says below it, a horny cow getting pulled inside for a breeding session. Come along, princess. It's the first day of your new life. Don't worry, you'll love it here. After all, you'll get the honor of being fucked by me every day until you're pregnant with my child. Another one right below it. Such a wonderful sight seeing the calf you bred so long ago grow into such a supple, motherly cow. I've never been a prouder daddy bull than I am now. Seeing my baby calf fulfill her role by becoming an animal whose only purpose is to milk and birth babies for me. Turned up the speed of the vibrator. I can't really... I know it's faster, but I can't really hear it when it's in me. I doubt that the microphone's picking up on this. Oh my god. I just really hope my roommate doesn't come home and hears me doing this. The door is shut, but the walls are thin. Oh, nice. Don't think I'm done with you just yet, because I already knocked you up. You're still my breeding fuck toy. There's this gif of a pregnant lady being fucked and her boobs are bouncing like crazy and she's rubbing her belly and it's... Oh my god. Ugh. I swear to god, I just felt like... I just felt my pussy just gush thinking about that. I'm slowly pounding my cunt. Oh man, this caption is really hot. I can't wait for someone to impregnate me, to fill me full of their fertile seed. While I'm giving birth, you can sit behind me, my legs spread wide open, giving birth to our child. You can rub my nipples filled with milk and massage my pussy, giving me an orgasmic birth, making me forget all about the pain as I crown and push out our baby, push our baby out of my pussy that you impregnated. Yes. You can do it, Daddy. Just look into your little girl's eyes and let go. It's not wrong to knock me up. It's wrong if you don't. When I'm about to come inside my little girl, I just can't control myself anymore. I hear her whispering, "Daddy, please, Daddy," under my body, and I lose it. The simple idea that I can make her bear my next child is too much. That my first child is going to bear the second, that she's going to nurse our incestuous baby. In a sense, I become it. As soon as my cum starts filling her tight womb, my mouth comes searching for my daughter's bosom breasts. Still thrusting inside her cozy pussy to help my seed take root into her. I bite eagerly, suckle her full-figured boobs in a clear anticipation of what's hopefully going to happen in 9 months. Doesn't hurt much on my cervix anymore. It kind of tickles. It feels really good. Pounding my gut with this vibrator. I've also never had unprotected sex, so I wouldn't really know how it would feel. I don't know how much this compares to the real thing. But it feels really, really nice. Just stumbled upon some pregnancy progressions from like the first trimester to the final trimester. Like, it's so amazing to see how their bodies have changed. They were gorgeous before, like, but now they look like goddesses. Gotta need it. Need the vibrations stronger. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. I really, really wish someone was here to play with my tits right now. It would be amazing. I'm holding my phone and thrusting this toy in me, so I really can't play with them. It kind of sucks. Caption. I was so happy when my little sister finally allowed our father to put a baby in her. I love her so much. So I just scrolled through a post. It's really long, so I'm not going to read it word for word. But it involves a series of GIFs. And the story is about how a daughter found her parents having sex. And they caught her masturbating to them, which they thought was sweet. And the daughter asks what they were doing, and the mom says they're making a baby. The daughter started masturbating harder at the sight of them having sex, and then they stopped and had the daughter go on her hands and knees, and then the wife guided her husband's cock into their daughter. The daughter looks dumbfounded, but then the wife looks up and says, she's going to be having your baby. Here's a shorter caption. Really, really fucking hot. She clutched her older sister for support as her father began to pump his cum deep inside her young, fertile body. His sister cooed her loving reassurance. It's okay. This is what is meant to happen. Now you'll be pregnant with one of Dad's babies, just like me. Going thrusting really fast. That's embarrassing. It slid right out of me. Come on. Get back in there. Probably have to turn it off. Or at least lower. Okay. Come on. I have, like,
a really fat pussy, so, like, it, like, kind of holds it in at first, but, like, if it goes out too far, then it'll just slide, anything that's in there will just slide right out. Because, like, it's, they, it just won't fit. Oh, I fell. I think I found the right position. Oh my god. Oh, yeah. I'm glad this thing is flexible because this feels so damn good. Phone down. Oh my god. Jeez. Okay, I don't know what that was, like, oh man. That wasn't clear. I didn't reach climax, but I don't know what that was, but, yeah, I don't think I came close to it again, but, still feels really good. Gonna keep going at it. Trying to be quiet just in case my roommate comes back. It's getting really difficult. It's getting so hard right now. Okay, that was a perfect euphemism to make in this situation. Okay, I can't. Okay. This is gonna sound weird, but it was feeling a little too good. Like, I don't know how much, if I was, I don't think I was even close to it. I don't know how much longer it would take, but and my roommate's home. So, I'm pretty sure that's him. So, but yeah. This is probably gonna go up completely unedited, so, looks like I've been recording for almost 45 minutes. If you've stayed this long, congratulations! I did not mean for this audio to be so long, but it just happened. I don't know if I'm completely used to being recorded just yet, even after that. Even after nearly having an orgasm, but I hope I get better. I'm sure I will. It just takes practice, right? As they say, Übung macht den Meister. I've studied German. So, I hope you enjoyed. I don't really know how to end this. I'll just stop this right here before it gets weirder.